farewell or somewhere. A bit of a continuation. Now we had this someone coming up to our old PUA or someone who applies for kind of volunteers to help out with managing a real estate property in which he lives and which he has experience of doing before without any payment, volunteer work. And then somehow they hesitate bringing him in, and he's kind of wondering why. Well, he think he knows it fairly well. So they ask, you know, are you chanting 16 rounds and following the four Ayurvedic principles? And he just said, well, yeah, I guess so. What do you mean, I guess so? Well, you know, I don't think much about it because I'm so busy doing this Sankirtan service I'm trying to do. But the other one insists, and then it says something like, well, you know, my sadhana and my spiritual practice and my all of that is my private thing. It's between me and Krishna. And then anyone that I feel, you know, friends who I'd like to share that with. And the other one thinks he's trying to sneak out of the uncomfortable question whether his sadhana is up to par. But, and then he says, well, I might ask them rather how many Hare Krishna mantras do you hear, actually hear, every day? In there, in your mind and your soul. And then the other guy looks a little comfortable. Well, if you can answer honestly, I'll answer honestly. And the other guy just doesn't answer. But we know that maybe that was spoken to some other, a friend actually, who asked, how many for you? And I said, well, I try to calculate it because I've got the Hare Krishna mantra running in my mind all the time. You know, like you can have a song going and going for a while, but this has been going on for years now. And as soon as I don't have anything else to think of, then I listen to it, and I think I listen to it subconsciously as well. So it's hard to tell what those I actually hear. Well, maybe 16 rounds. I once calculated that probably in total it could be 24 rounds if you place those mantras on Japamala beads, something like that.